こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、アメリカ各地の学校で授業中に生徒に常に着席していることを強制するのをやめ、立ったまま使う立ち机を今年から採用しています。この机には片足を乗せて揺らすことができるバーが取り付けてあり、周りに迷惑をかけることなく貧乏ゆすりもできます。また疲れた時のために椅子も用意されています。児童300人を対象に1年間実施した調査では、立ち机を採用した教室では集中力が 12% 上がり、集中力を切らさず教師の話を聞ける時間が伸びていました。また授業中の手遊びや隣の生徒とのおしゃべり、教室を歩き回るなどの行動も減少しました。立ち机を採用したバージニア州の中学校アレクサンドリアカントリーデイスクールの校長は以下のように述べています。この年の子どもたちはアクティブでいる必要がありますが、教育現場では彼らに動くな、きちんと座れ、集中しろと告げています。居心地が悪い、動きたいと子どもに思わせる代わりに、ちょっと動ける環境と快適さを与えるだけで彼らは授業に集中できるのです。
Rather than requiring students to remain seated, schools across the United States are employing standing desks equipped with a bar that enables students to bounce their leg without disturbing other students. The desks also have a chair if the student gets tired and wishes to sit. In a study involving 300 students observed for 1 year using the standing desk, metrics for concentration were improved by 12%, and they were able to pay attention to their teachers for longer periods of time. Reductions in fidgeting, talking to other students, and walking around the classroom were also observed. Scott Batosh, principal at a Virginia school using standing desks, made the following statement. Kids at this age need to move, and so often in education we tell them to stop moving, sit still, sit up,and pay attention. Here we are allowing them just enough movement to be more comfortable and focused so that they can focus their mental energy on what the lesson is asking them, not thinking, I'm really uncomfortable, I wish I could move right now.
そう、なんかね、子供にインタビューしてる動画とかもあって、みんななんかすごいこっちの方がいいって子供たちも言ってた。なんか眠くならないし、そもそも立ってるから。あとその何姿勢がこう何スラウチしないじゃん、立ってるから、だからこれの方が好きって言ってた。
You can still stand with bad posture though, right?
I guess, but not like when you're sitting.
Like your shoulders are supposed to be like resting straight on top of your body. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rather than falling forwards.
Right. Like right. mine.
So a lot of people when they're standing, you can see that their shoulders have rolled inwards and are not supported on top of the, I don't know, the structure there where they're supposed to be. And that's because we're sitting all the time, turning into some kind of a weird hunchback species.
Yeah, so だからやっぱ子供の時からね、こうやって立ってる時間が多い方がなんか体に良さそうだし、まああとこの貧乏ゆすりバー、fidget bar って言うんだけど、これをなんかね、足をかけてゆらゆらゆらゆらできるんだよね。だからこう考えてるときにちょっとなんか足とか動かしたくなったら、みんなそれでなんかゆらゆらやってた動画見たら。
Do you like putting your feet up on stuff? What were you doing like when you were distracted in class? People would do weird stuff. There's paper airplanes. There's rolling up the mono erasers.
Yeah.
People would take the 消しゴム and make like little.Balls of
right.
消しゴム。
うちはね、全部あれだったね。回し手紙。女子校だから、もう話すことありすぎて、もうなんか男の子の話からなんか噂話とか誰が何言ったとかなんか多分超くだらないことを、それをなんか綺麗に折って、あの人に回してもらうの。
あ、これ。Does it make its way to the guy or that doesn't happen? It's just among
the teacher, you mean?
Or, I mean, if you're... Okay, so the guy's, like, not... If you're writing something about a guy, it's not there. Because, you know, the stereotypical idea is, like, you write a letter to someone that you like, and then it's passed.
Ah, yeah, うち女子校だったからさ、女の子しかいないから、もう普通に仲いい子同士で。そう。でもなんかさ、こう、 こういうなんていうの、そのちょっとした改善で集中力が上がるんだったらいいよね。なんかその無理やりさ、うん、全員ずっと座ってないとダメとか、大人でもこうオフィスで仕事してて、まあ、ちょっと集中力切れてきたなと思ったらトイレ行ったりコーヒー取りに行ったりするわけじゃん、
うん、
だから大人でもさ、そんな何時間もずっと座ってるって辛いのに、well, なんかよく考えると子供にさずっと座って動くなっていうのもなんかね。
Well, the irony is that we try to make kids stay still and stop running around and stuff.
Yeah.
And then as soon as we're old, we're trying to get adults to go outside or like exercise and lose weight and go on a diet.
そうだよね、本当。
It's like,Is it because we've been conditioned not to be so active when we're small, or I don't know, just the technology dependence, or what is it?
なんかその怒る対象っていうのもさ、その結局学校の仕組みがあるから、なんていうの、その授業中に歩き回ったり走ったりとかしちゃダメっていうだけであって、動き回ったり走ること自体が悪いことなわけじゃないじゃん。でもなんかそういう型にはめられちゃうよね。なんか最近すごい、うちマンションに住んでるから、あの子供とかできた時に例えばこう飛び回ったりしたら下の階の人に迷惑になるじゃん。だからそれを怒らなくちゃいけない時が来るかもしれないとかって思うと、なんかそれって大人の都合であって、別に、ね、一軒家とか田舎に住んでれば別にいいじゃん。
No, I have that problem too, because I'm always worried about how much noise
Yeah, right?
I'm making.
Yeah, でそれが自分のことだったらいいんだけど、子供とかってさ、こう親に言われたことをそうかって思っちゃうからさ、
mm.
なんかそのジャンプすることがすごい悪いことみたいな。
They get kind of conditioned to be still.
そう。だからなんか
It's too bad. You know, the weird thing about the human body is that it's so adaptable. It's the most adaptable.
Right.
We can move in all kinds of really weird ways.
Mm.
Like ways that we wouldn't imagine that we can move.
Yeah.
There's a strange trend right now in, you know, like CrossFit is kind of a weird
yeah.
hybrid between different protocols for mm. exercise. And, you know, you're trying to get stronger at some general things.
Right.
Well, now people are looking at movement in a general way too.Instead of the specialist approach, people are looking at movement like, like what do all these movements have in common between capoeira or karate or dance? It's actually, there's very similar movements in ice skating and in kickboxing. And there's like, but no one's really taken a close look at that. And I feel like that's just starting to happen. It's kind of interesting.
面白いね。
So people are finding new ways to move that all human bodies can move. If, I mean, not, you can't just roll off the couch and do it, but you can condition yourself to get there. Like you've seen people doing crazy yoga stuff, right?
Right.
Like they're bending over the other way, like
yeah,
really
yeah.
far. Or there's like an alligator walk. You can crawl along the ground, like less than a centimeter off the ground.But you're crawling like this.
Okay.
And you can move really fast this way. I like learned it last week. I saw someone do it online last week.
やってみたの?
Yeah, so I wanted to see if I could do it.
できた?
Yeah, I can barely do it. It's really hard.
え、それここでやったの?
Yeah.
一人で?
Yeah.
見してそれ後で。
No, because there's like weird stuff your body can do that you just like, oh, I wonder if I can do that. Like that doesn't look too hard.
Yeah.
But no one's really...
Right.
Asked me to do it. I've never found a reason to do it. So there's like weird ways of moving like a monkey, like horizontally.
Yeah.
Like foot, and then both of your hands.
Yeah.
And so like you can move like a monkey, like really smooth, like smoother than you think. Like, do you know what I'm talking about? You haven't tried like moving like an animal? It's like, wow, I can actually kind of do this.
No. Maybe I should.でもやったことない
But you know like bear walk、
mm.
Like walking like a bear、
yeah.
Like your arms and legs are straight, right? Or crab walk、
yeah.
Where you turn over. Like I've shown you those
yeah,
before
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so alligator one's really tough、
okay.
You're like hovering right above the ground.
Okay.
And your foot comes all the way up to where your hand is. And then your hand sweeps all the way up. It's like really weirdly coordinated thing. But my point is, like, there's all these different modes of locomotion that the human body is capable of doing.
Right, right, right. そうだね。あまり考えないもんね、普段そういうことについては。
We think, like, just walk.
But,
but a long time ago, it's like there's predators. You're sneaking around. You're doing stuff. You need to be able to climb and, you know, sneak around and
そうだね。
all that stuff.
後で見してさ。
Like you can climb trees, yeah?
Oh god, no.
You can't?
I'm not a tree climber.
Really?
The thing is, actually, この話題にすごいぴったりだけど、あのうち女子校ですごい厳しい学校だったから木登り禁止だったの。
What?
木登りはしちゃいけませんって言われて育ったの。だからできないの。すごくない？だから私は自分の子供に木登り禁止とか言いたくないなみたいな、その木を登るっていうことがさ、
people get hurt.
ダメっていう。でも it wasn't the reason was not because it was dangerous. It was because it wasn't it wasn't womanly, ladylike.
That's the reason?
Yeah. だからそれを今振り返るとすごいセクシズムだなって思う。
How do you know? Because it's not dangerous.
Oh, because they would say that. They're not like, oh, you can't do it because it's dangerous or you will break your bone. They were just like, you shouldn't do it. It's not ladylike. It's not like Virgin Mary. Like, we were supposed to be aiming at becoming Virgin Mary, so.
Okay.
I guess Mary didn't climb trees? I don't know.
Only sluts climb trees. I'm an excellent tree climber.
Are you a slut then?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I'm good at climbing trees. And like, if you grab branches on a tree, you'll be shocked at how good human skin is at gripping tree bark. It's like perfect. Nothing grips better than tree bark. You grab some, like a solid tree branch, you can just do pull-ups. Like the grip is
like
weirdly good.
Huh.
It's like, this is so natural.
Huh. And like then we're meant to climb trees.
If you climb a tree, it forces you to put your body in like all these different sort of random positions to maintain your balance and to reach a new limb. It's like, I think it should be a sport. There should be like some sort of a tree climbing sport. Why not? Just have a huge tree. It's like, just time people climbing to the top, or like a really difficult tree where the branches are far apart, or I don't know.
まあやってる人いるんじゃない？どっかにはなんかギネスとかやってる人いそうじゃない？Like biggest.
It would be the oldest sport of all time.
Yeah,、
right?
確かにね。まあボルダリングとかもあるもんね。
Like、pre-human.
Pre-human. デニソワ人。デニソワ人時代の。
You could even have them compete with a monkey. You just train a monkey. You just have like an interspecies Olympics.
絶対負けるじゃん人間。
Yeah. It'll probably just bite your face off.
次、ピューリサーチセンターがアメリカの成人2001人を対象にした調査で、半数の 49% の人がパソコンやテレビ、スマートフォンでゲームをしている一方、自分をゲーマーだと認識している人は 10% しかいませんでした。また、60% の人がゲームをしているのは大半が男性だろうと回答しましたが、実際は男性と女性の比率はほぼ同等で、50代以上の男女では逆に女性の方が上回っていました。暴力的なゲームをすると自分も暴力的になるという考えについては、賛成が 43%、 反対が 53% ときっぱり分かれました。ゲームが時間の無駄かどうかについては 26% が無駄だと答え、 33% はゲームの内容による、 16% は分からないと答えました。
A poll by Pew Research Center involving 2001 respondents found that 49% of adults play games on their computer, TV or smartphone, but only about 10% of them self-identify as gamers. Additionally, while 60% of respondents expected the majority of gamers to be male, the proportion is about even. In the above 50 age group, however, there were more female gamers than male. When asked whether people who play violent video games are more likely to be violent themselves, 43% of gamers agree, while 53% disagree. When asked whether gaming was a waste of time, 26% of respondents said yes, 33% said it depends on the content, and 16% said they didn't know.
なんかそのゲーマーっていう言葉が持つイメージが全然違うよね。
うん、
こうなんかなんていうの、コンソールのイメージ、コンソールかパソコンっていうイメージだけど、今ってみんな携帯でやってるもんね。
PC Master Race.
What's that?
That's what people who play video games on computers refer to themselves jokingly on the internet as the PC Master Race.
Okay.
Like computer gamers are at the top, and then console is like lesser.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like if you're not serious, you're like a dirty casual.
Hmm.
I don't know. There's a.
そんなランクがあんだ。
There's some weird culture like that.
まあだってすごいパソコンでゲームしてる人って自分でパソコン作ったりするんでしょ、すごい早くしたりするために重いから、
not as common these days I don't think、I don't know I'm not in that sphere
ゲームする
no not
like at all
I'll play games with friends like Marika とか
yeah, yeah.、
FIFAサッカーの
サッカーのやつ
which is probably one of the most frustrating things you can do
私サッカーのあのゲーム多分前も言ったけどもうクソ下手すぎて
it gets
何もできない
people get so serious about it playing FIFA
しかも people are so good
winning 11
I don't get it みんななんか何でもなさそうにボールパスしてるけどさ私なんか自分がどこにいるのかが分かんないんだもん so it's like みたいな
Well, it's one of those games where if you make one mistake, the other person can score, and then you lose. So it's like, how long can you not make a mistake for?
Okay. なんかすごいストレスっぽい。
Yeah, I don't play like single player games.
Okay.
I think that would be a problem. But I'm kind of curious about Minecraft.
私も2回言ったけど
なんか I don't really know that much about it but
そうすごい気になるのしかも怖いって言うじゃんみんな
There are a lot of really small children playing Minecraft
そうだしあの日本のインターの学校とかでも結構マインクラフト使って授業やってたりとか、でも多分マインクラフトやったことある人ってすごいいっぱいいるじゃん世にその魅力を教えてほしいんだけど、
really?
なんか全然やってみないと多分分かんないもんなんだよね
my understanding is that they just the Minecraft guy or the guy who invented it decided to make the largest possible playable area
yeah
by reducing the graphics to the simplest possible
right
so then you have almost an infinite amount of virtual space and then people just go there and build shitLike、you can just build whatever you want. A church,
yeah,
a dog park.
でもなんかさ、ゾンビみたいななんか出てくるんでしょ夜とかになると。それですごい怖いみたいな聞いて、そういうゲームなのみたいな。
I don't know that.
I'm so confused.
I don't really understand it either.
Right?
But I like the idea. My understanding is that people build stuff there and it remains there. Like it's permanent. Like、yeah. if you build something.
Oh, like you can't undo it, you mean?
Well, maybe someone can... I don't know. We don't know anything about this game. Oh, do you know... I was showing my friend this the other day. There's a game called Goat Simulator.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know that?
Yeah, みんな知ってるでしょ?
Goat Simulator?
ヤギのやつでしょ? 自分がヤギになるやつでしょ?
And you just... I don't know. You just be a goat.
Yeah, 日本にもあるよね。カニなるゲーム。
蚊になる
自分がマスキーラーになるやつ、
right.
不思議だよね人間って面白いよね
But that game has like missions and stuff The goat simulator is the game starts and you're just a goat
Right
There's no,
そうだ
There's no objective
Right
You don't do anything、
yeah.
You just wander around
そうだねまあ私はそういう objectives がないゲームの方が好きだけどでもそうするとすぐ飽きるんだよね
Some of these young kids playing Minecraft, though, it's all they care about. It's like, from what I've heard, it's become pretty serious. Like, there are kids that have no interest in anything else. Like, 10-year-olds, all they do is play Minecraft.
Okay.
So, they do other stuff their mom tells them to do. And it has so much leverage that if the mom threatens Minecraft, they have so much power. So it's like this weird dynamic where kids are really well behaved in order to just play Minecraft all the time. And then they don't do anything else.
でもなんかさ、ポケモンとか、何、ドラクエとかもそんな感じじゃない？こうなんか、ずっとやりたいみたいな。取り上げられるまでやるみたいな。You think, are you saying that it's different or?
There's something different because in these new games, you make friends in this virtual world.
ああ、そっか。ソーシャルアスペクト忘れてた。
Yeah, and it's huge, like, it's live. You're talking to people, you're meeting new people.You're collaborating on things, right? And those friends might be better friends than these people next to you in class,
right?
Who don't like Minecraft,
right? そうだね。
I don't know.
Yeah, ちょっとやってみないとわかんない。
What do you think of these questions? Do video games make people violent? 43% agreed.
I think it depends on the person.
The people that agree, are they talking about other people? Or are they thinking, does that say something about themselves? Like,
maybe, yeah, maybe. なんかそういう経験があればさ、自分に、まあ、yes って言うだろうし、私も、何、暴力的なゲームしたことあるけど、別に自分は暴力的にならなかったから、no って思うけど、みんながそうなのかっていうのは分かんないからっていう感じ。
But your actions don't have to become violent for your mind to become more violent. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Does it make your mind more violent? Because people who read and dwell in a bunch of dark emo shit tend to get like dark and emo.
Right.
I don't know, that's a terrible example,
but yeah,
I know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I think it's a big issue. I think it's worse than people realize. And you know, I used to play a lot of first-person shooters where I was sniping people in the head.
So that's the thing. Like, 暴力的って言ってもさ、私がやってたのって本当にゾンビとか人間じゃないものを。
But zombie is like a loophole for killing humans. You know, that's like all it's become. Zombies has just become like the official killing human loophole.
But they don't talk. They look completely different. They can't run, you know. And there are like a lot of other creatures in the game that look nothing like humans. So that's kind of better in a sense than, you know, first person shooting games where, you know, like you're in the war zone and you're shooting humans.
Didn't they make a school shooter video game?
What?
Didn't they make some game like that where you're just a murderer?
それ売る許可出たの?
I don't know if it actually came out, but I saw like some.
なんかたまにさ、あまりにもひどいとこう発売中止みたいになるじゃん。なんか前にさ、イギリスだかアメリカのゲームでこう人に拷問を与えるだけのゲームみたいなのがあって、それは結構すぐ販売中止になってたけど。
I played a this one Xbox game where what was it called? It was like had some creepy name, Tainted or something like that.
Okay.
And you start out with nothing, then you find a metal pipe, and then some homeless guy tries to attack you, so you have to beat him to death with it.
What?
And the game just progressively gets more like intense like that.
どういうプロットなのそれ?
But this isn't like This isn't some outlier. Like, a lot of the games now are like this. Or if you play, like, Far Cry or...
I feel tremendously uncomfortable if the... その、撃つ相手が人間だと。だからやっぱ、サイレントヒルとかってさ、なんかこう、めっちゃ不気味な人形みたいな、ナースのお化けとか。なんかもう、全然人間じゃない。と、別に鉄パイプとかで殴っても、正直なんかお化けだしな、みたいな感じで何も思わないけど。なんかリアルだしね。しかも最近のゲームってうちらの時と全然違うじゃん。
Yeah,
リアルさが。
It looks completely real.
ね。だからでもねとか言って私本当の最近のは見てもないからわかんない。私が言ってんのもう何年も前の時点でもすごかったっていう話。
Yeah, the most recent stuff is really weird because they're getting into they're just putting sensors on people's faces. They have real actors do it, and then they map their facial movements. So it looks really real. And then they're going to just load that stuff into VR, and so you'll be shooting people in VR.
Yeah, that's weird.
And that starts to get, like, really strange, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the video that you sent me. Like, Uncanny Valley.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The video.
Mita yo.
That was creepy.
It's creepy, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty creepy. I was like, where is this going? と思ったけど. There was a twist. 次、ロシアのプーチン大統領の歩き方について、左腕は普通に振っている一方、右腕を動かさない特徴的な歩き方が、これまでパーキンソン病の兆候ではないかなどの憶測を呼んできました。しかし、ブリティッシュメディカルジャーナルに掲載された論文で、4人の神経学の専門家が調査した結果、病気ではなく KGB の訓練によるものである可能性が浮上しました。チームは KGB の後釜である FSB の訓練マニュアルを入手し、その中に動くときは武器を胸か右手の中に携帯し、動く際は左からと書いてある部分を発見しました。そこでプーチン大統領の動画を分析したところ、普段は右腕を不自由なく使っているばかりか、メドベージェフ首相、前防衛大臣2人、軍の高官など政府のトップ4人も同様に右腕を動かさない歩き方をしていました。
Recently there has been speculation about the gait of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Putin walks with his right hand relatively motionless by his side while his left arm swings naturally. Some movement disorder specialists may suggest this sort of movement to be indicative of a neurological disorder like Parkinson's. However, a British medical journal study involving 4 neurology experts found that Putin's walk is likely explained by his past training in the KGB. Researchers found the training manual for the FSB, formerly known as the KGB, and highlighted a section stating that operatives should keep their weapon in their right hand close to their chest and to move forward with one side, usually the left. Additionally, video footage of Putin shows him using his right arm without any difficulties, and other officials such as Prime Minister Medvedev, former defense ministers, high-ranking military officials, and government officials also exhibit a similar trait in their gait.
So, それでビデオがさ、いっぱいあったんだけど、本当にみんな同じ歩き方なの。左腕は普通にブンブン振って歩いてるのに、右腕だけ動かさないっていうか、あんまり体から離さないで同じ歩き方してた。面白いよね。面白いよね。It's like 007のリアル版みたいな。
What about left-handed officials?
ね、逆なんじゃない？そしたら
右手だけ振ってんの。
そうで、面白いのがね、この軍の高官とか前防衛大臣っていうのは確かにその軍とか KGB のトレーニングを受けた人なんだって、プーチンと一緒で、だけど首相に関してはそういうトレーニングを受けてないはずみたいな。だからこうプーチン大統領の真似をしてる、だからちゃんと正式にトレーニング受けたわけじゃなくて、なんか私知らなかったんだけど、ロシアの首相って大統領と同じような歩き方、同じような話し方、同じようなリアクションみたいにしなきゃいけないんだって。だから歩き方も真似してるんじゃないかってペーパーに書いてあった。
Interesting.
謎が多いよね、プーチン大統領は。本当になんか本当にいると思えない、映画のキャラクターみたい。
It's like the Wild West almost.
ね、
you know, the
あ、そうそうそう
fast draw.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So people would kind of hover their hand near the holster.
そうそう、カウボーイとかね、同じ。
And they walk with this wide stance.
Stance, yeah.
Or maybe that's just bow-leggedness.
I don't know. でもすごい面白かったのがね、この研究が載ったさ、この British Medical Journal ってすごい何、四大学会誌みたいな一つみたいなさ、すごいちゃんとしたやつなんだけど。なんかそこにこの論文が載ってて、最後のコンクルージョンのところで、あのロシア、特にロシアの神経学者の人たちはそのこういう歩き方を見て間違えて神経疾患だと診断しないように気をつけるべきであるみたいな、謎のアドバイス。
For your own good.
なんかさ、その患者が来て、患者が KGB のトレーニング受けた人っていう 可能性ってさすごい低いじゃん、でも、すっごい真面目に論文に書いてあってちょっと笑った、どういうことみたいな。
Yeah.
You should watch the video
of him walking.
Yeah, all of these guys.
So where is his hand exactly? It's just by his side?
うん、下ろして、もう左腕と右腕の差がすごいの。左は普通にこう振って歩いてて、右はなんかこうあんまり動かさない。
It's swag.
Yeah. これ読んだ後だと、yeah. It's like, wow.
That KGB swag.
Yeah, KGB swag.って感じ本当に
you know, 本当に there's an idea of like you have street cred if you have if you walk a certain way
yeah
like you have what do they call it I don't know
swag like walk
a, yeah like a limp like a gangsta limp,
yeah
like a you know like a pimp walk
yeah. あれも何なの
pimp walk
yeah あれはどっから来たんだろうね。
I don't know. When you're pimping, you just walk a certain way. I guess.
こうお腹出しちゃうやつ。
You have like a cane and you know like this crazy fur coat on. And
不思議だよ。でなんかこう右腕を普段は動かせますよっていう証明としてこのチームが提出したこうビデオみたいなのがあって、それはなんか一個は安倍さんの隣で。彼がなんかこう落書きっていうかさぐちゃぐちゃでなんか書いてる様子と、あと柔道やってる時とかに、まあ普通に全然使ってるっていう、
yeah.
だから病気じゃないんですよっていう。
Well, you see him hanging out with Hyodor.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Or like passed out tiger.
Yeah.
You know. 本当にさロシア語読めないしなんかロシアの情報ってあんま入ってこないからさ、
It's so manufactured though, all of it. You know, it's、yeah. so everything's a photo op.
しかも
It's like, oh, they just caught me, you know, riding this bear shirtless. A bear one, not
それだからさ、そうでも本当そういう感じで、でもそういう感じでそういうフォロー op に、そのみんながフォトショップしたミームも混ざってるじゃん。だからロシアの外に住んでるさ私たちみたいな人からするとプーチンのイメージ相当なことになってるよね。どんなすごい人なのみたいな。
Yeah, meanwhile, Obama's like, I don't know, dancing with Oprah or something. It's a totally different image.
Yeah, あとオバマはあれじゃん、なんかちっちゃい子供を見るとあのなんか急になんていうの loses his cool みたいな言われてるじゃん。なんか超可愛いんだよね。なんか急に床に這いつくばって赤ちゃんと遊んだりとか、すごい笑顔で、だから確かに。すごい対照的だよね。
How's Putin reacting? Children are invisible?
Probably, I don't know. He likes dogs though. He's like nice to
dogs. It's because they're loyal.
Yeah, I guess. なんか日本のどっかのさ市だか県だかとなんか交流があって犬の交換とかしてなかったっけ。
I don't know.
なんか犬をこっちから犬をあげて会見かなんかあげてで、あっちからもうなんかすごい大きい犬もらったりとかなんかしてた気がする。
Some Russian dog?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So like, あ、やっぱり彼も犬には優しいんだみたいな。
Russia is so weird. Just the whole Cold War thing is, you know, kind of floats around.
Yeah.
It's kind of made their image a certain way. And it influenced all these movies where there's like these... You know, scientifically, some Russian boxers are coming out of these laboratories where they just have these
そうね。
special Russian steroids.
またなんか映画とかまで行かなくても、ネット上にあるロシアの一般人の写真、まあ日本もさ、Only in Japan とか、まあ、あと China とかも、なんかクレイジーな人たちをすごいフィーチャーしてるのあるじゃん。それのロシア版も相当すごいっていうかさ、どういうなんか普通に街中にクマがいるみたいな写真とかさ、え、どういう暮らししてんだろうみたいな謎が多すぎる。
It's so big too.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah. I had one Russian friend. あの日本に勉強しに来てる子がいてロシア人で、で、え、ロシアって全然想像できないけど行ってみたいって言ったら、いや来ない方がいいよ、超つまんないよって言われた。 そのイメージしかない。なんか絶対来ない方がいいよ、危ないしつまんないよって言われて。
Yeah, it doesn't have a really good reputation. Like a lot of heroin and like drug.
Vodka.
Yeah, drug use and. You know.
なんか想像ができないよね。
But they came up with so much stuff. Like their space technology is amazing, obviously.
Right, right.
And a lot of the stuff that has to do with human physiology and working out and like they came up with a bunch of stuff, like all the kettlebells and like weird clubs.
Oh, kettlebells, like, ってロシアのものなの?
I think so. I'm not positive, but
okay.
Like Sambo and all these there's like all these Russian grapplers. Like they have some of the best grapplers in the world.
Right, right, right. 面白いよね。不思議だよね。
Yeah, it's craziness. 次。Despite signing a global climate deal in Paris last week, Japan has plans to open 41 new coal-fired power plants over the next 10 years. Japan's 18% reduction target for emissions levels from 1990 to 2030 is widely considered unambitious, being less than half of the commitment made by Europe. The problem has been compounded by low gas prices and the accompanying boost in sales of higher emission vehicles like SUVs and trucks. Furthermore, in a recent study published in the journal Environmental Pollution, researchers found that exposure to vehicular emissions may be particularly harmful to the developing brains of children and is strongly linked to cognitive disorders such as attention deficit, hypersensitivity, autism, and neurodegeneration.
先週 COP21 でパリ協定に合意したにもかかわらず、日本政府は今後41カ所で石炭火力発電所を建設する計画を立てています。日本は1990年時点の排出レベルを2030年までに 18% 削減することを目標としており、これは欧州各国の目標の半分以下にとどまります。ガソリンの値段の低下や SUV など CO2 排出量の多い車の売り上げの増加などにより環境は悪化しています。さらに最近の研究で車の排気ガスが特に子どもの脳の発達に悪影響を及ぼしており、注意欠陥や自閉症、神経変性疾患などの認知機能障害に密接に関連していることが分かっています。イギリスだっけ、この石炭火力発電所をもう近く全部撤廃するみたいな言ってる国あるよね。
I think there are a few.
いや、それと真逆のことをしようとしているっていうので、日本語でも記事出てたけど、まあ、海外だとすごい叩かれてるよね。
Yeah, people are not so happy.
しかも COP21 だって21あったばっかりだから、なんかこの間その話したのに何やってんのみたいな感じで。
Oh, they had these plans. They've had these plans for a while. I guess the news is that they're unaffected by the conference.
Right, right.
You know, they're not
exactly
scaling this back at all or anything.
なんか本当まあそれは何がしたいのって言われるよね。
Well, it's news because it's contradicting the trend. Or I guess expectations
right.
for Japan, you know, because
right.
Japan is seen as one of the innovators of alternative energy technologies
yeah.
in a way, and you know, so it's kind of weird to see that not be leveraged more.
Nah.
This study on vehicle emissions is not good, or at least the conclusion is not good. Yeah.
Like brain development?
Yeah, that pollution
yeah,
from
sure.
cars causes autism and various developmental problems. It's weird that people don't seem to care or people don't really talk about vehicle emissions. Even city vehicles emit.
もうなんか慣れだよね、多分。もう慣れちゃってるし。例えば排気ガスが目に見えるものだったら全然違う話だったと思わない？なんか見えないし、もう慣れちゃってるし、車があるのはもうしょうがないよねみたいなさ。なんかまあどうにかなるんじゃない？
From before this era and put them in that era, I think they would be quite quite shocked.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. なんかね、こう、なんていうの、別に日本人がさ、環境問題に興味ないとか、環境なんてどうでもいいっていうわけじゃないのに、なんかこう政府の決定によって周りからそういうふうに思われちゃうっていうのはすごい残念だよね。
Yeah.
日本人全然頑張ってないじゃんみたいな。
Well, it seemed like there was some sort of a movement, you know, after the whole Fukushima incident. There was a lot of, you know, Setsuden.
Right.
And a lot of eco projects and stuff. I don't know. Maybe just these social movements, the momentum doesn't carry that far.
そうなんだよね。
I don't feel like any of that's really going on anymore.
しかもあれも結構なんか環境っていうよりかは普通に電力が足りないっていうのが根底にあって、そこからの節電とかだったじゃん。だから、I guess it's difficult for it to last.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't really for the environment. It was for humans.
The car emissions thing, something has to be done about that. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that we have all these kids that are being affected by this.
Nah.
And no one is really speaking on their behalf or caring for their future.
Yeah.
And we kind of just, it's like, sounds expensive.
テスラあるのに。だからお金ある人はみんなテスラ買って。そしたらみんなが買ってくれたらどんどん安くなるじゃん。だからお金余ってる人みんなテスラ買ってよ。
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be a Tesla. The thing is, these other car manufacturers should do something as well. When you're selling a product that contributes to something like this, it gets weird, you know?
Yeah. ね。
When people start to have the information. How much longer are people going to be okay withcombustion vehicles.
だからなんかさ、あの薬のアメリカの薬の CM ってさ、宣伝した後にこう、でもこういう悪いことも起きる可能性がありますっていうのを言わなくちゃいけないって決まってるじゃん。だから車の CM とかもさ、最後にそれを言わなきゃいけないことにすればいいのにね。
Well, couldn't they put that?
これによって、これが何台売れることによってこれぐらいの CO2 が排出されますみたいな。
Yeah. I drive a car that emits. I mean, It's not the CO2 that's fucking people up. You know, it's the other stuff. There are like weird...
Right.
There's like metals and other weird things in there that people are inhaling.
Yikes.
Other gases and particulates. It's not the CO2. The CO2 is bad for the environment. The other stuff is really bad for us.
Right. So weird what we're doing to ourselves.
China is building... like a coal plant per week. And they're not slowing down, really. China has like 1,500 or so coal plants currently.
Wow.
They have it's like three times more than the United States.
Okay.
And they're adding one just about every week.
すごいね。毎週ってすごいね。
Yeah, before they were adding two per week. So the rate has slowed somewhat.But
that's great, I guess.
Yeah, it's just like, man, it seems so reckless, you know?
やばいね。
Korea is also getting criticism, along with kind of being thrown in there with Japan.
Right, so, right.
Like, Asia is not doing shit.
ね、本当だよね。日中韓、みんなダメじゃんって言われちゃう。
Like, if Japan's not going to do something and Korea's not going to do something, how are these other countries in Asia supposed to,
right.
you know, how are we going to expect them to really do something?
Yeah.
So it's pretty disappointing to see that, you know, the targets are not ambitious at all. It's not being taken seriously.
Yeah.
In what's more or less a relatively secular country. You know, it's not like here are people here are anti-science or anything.
ね、本当だよね。
It's just, what is it?
なんかさ、こう、特に、
capitalism? Straight up?
特にだってその、地球温暖化とかにすごい懐疑的な人とかもさ、アメリカとかだと結構いるみたいだけど、日本でそういうのを言う人はあんまりいないじゃん。
Yeah.
だからそういう意味でも、 障壁ってあんまりないはずなんだけどね。まあ、インフォメーションじゃない？やっぱり。インフォメーションが足りない、日本は。
I don't know if it's even, it's not even like a problem at the, you know, society level. It's just, I feel like the government here is just
gone
bananas.
They don't care.
次。A new study by the California Academy of Sciences, published in the journal PNAS, has found that all human bodies, without exception, are inhabited by a species of mite called Demodex folliculorum. Demodex folliculorum live in human hair follicles. The researchers found that these mites travel with families for generations, but do not transfer between people with casual contact. The researchers sequenced 241 mites from 70 human hosts and found that the ancestries of these hosts, of the host, was consistently associated with a distinct lineage of mites. The researchers also found that some Asian and African American hosts maintained their mite lineages for generations despite being outside their geographic region of ancestry. Additionally, the lineages of these mites is consistent with the African dispersal hypothesis of human movement, and may be useful in furthering our understanding the migration of humans historically.
カリフォルニア科学アカデミーの研究で、例外なく全ての人間の体にニキビダニと呼ばれるダニの一種が住んでいることが分かりました。ニキビダニは毛穴などの毛包に住んでおり、家族代々で伝わっていきますが、軽いスキンシップでは移動しません。研究では70人から241匹のダニを集めて分析し、その人たちの祖先がいた場所に同じ種類のダニが生息していたことを見つけました。またアジア人や黒人の中には、祖先が住んでいた地域から遠く離れた後も代々同じダニを保有し続けていたことも分かりました。こうしたダニの移動の痕跡は、人類がアフリカ大陸から広がっていったという説と整合性があり、人類の移動の歴史にさらなるヒントを与えてくれる可能性があると期待されます。ニキビダニちゃん、面白いね。なんか私このなんだっけ、さっきの学名、Demodex folliculorum、何これ、絶対日本語ないでしょって思ったら、なんとニキビダニっていうすごい分かりやすい名前があった。
Well, I think folliculorum comes from like
follicles.
Yeah, follicle.
Yeah.
Is that Latin or something?
I guess so. 面白いね。家族代々で伝わるって、その生まれ、赤ちゃんとして生まれて親からもらうってことだよね。
Must be,
同じベッドで寝たりとかして。
Yeah, but their transfer seems like it's so consistent. It's like you can't be like they haven't found any people that don't have these.
だから私もあなたもみんなニキビダニと暮らしてるってことでしょ。と思うとなんか急にニキビダニに愛着が湧いてこない。
Have you seen a picture of them?
No. Have you?
Yeah.
What do they look like?
Do you know the water bear? Is it called water bear? It looks like a bear.
Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. It's... もにょもにょしたやつでしょ?
Yeah, it's another one of these really tiny things.
Ah, okay.
So it looks like that. It's the same design.
Okay.
Except that it, from its torso,
yeah.
all of a sudden it turns into like a worm.
Huh.
So it's like, it has this really long worm body.And just the front part has arms and body and looks like the bear.
Aww.
So it's like the bear with a, like, the
worm
end half is a worm.
Worm legs?
I don't know. It's really.
かわいいんだ。
I don't know. It looks weird.
なんかこのさ、顔に住んでる生き物の話するとさ、すごい嫌だみたいなさ、コメントもらうんだけど。もう怖いみたいな。でも。
They're.
でも実際にもう住んでるわけだから、そう考えると可愛く思えない、やっぱり。
Well, they're part of what humans are.
でしょ?
Because it's, you can't have a human without all these other weird little things that live
right.
on you.
そう。
And if they took these mites away, something bad might happen.
でしょ? そう。だからこの子たちのおかげで今日も健康に暮らせてるな、私もみたいなさ。ちょっと写真見てみないとあれだけど。
These have actually been implicated in certain skin disorders. Like they have something to do with certain skin disorders. But they don't, they're not, we don't know very much about these. And there's a lot of really small organisms that live on our bodies that we don't know very much about.
Right.
That, that actually interact with us in some weird way.
そうだよね。マイクロープスとかもね、最近すごい研究進んできて、だんだんいろんな結果出てるけど、なんかこう、お腹いっぱいになった時にマイクロープスが脳にシグナルを送ってるとかさ。It's like, え?We're communicating? みたいな。すごいよね。
There's been a lot of developments in fecal transplants.
Ah, yeah, そうだね。
Where you take poo from one person and you transplant it into another person.
そう、それでさ、その自分の便を、その、要は提供するバイトっていうか仕事みたいなのがあって、結構いいお金もらえるんだよね。それで、え、どこでできんの?って思ったんだけど、なんかアメリカのその研究所があるところに住んでる人じゃないといけないらしくて。
なんだ?
I was like, damn it.
Are you trying to sell it?
I would.
Do you have really healthy...
poop? I'm... I don't know.
Do you... Because they say you should check it periodically. Make sure that your poo is like, you know, nice and sturdy looking. You know,
okay,
it's not
let's,
like
not
weird,
let's not go there. Let's not go there. I'd rather talk about cute mites.
According to a new congressional budget deal for fiscal year 2016, NASA is to be provided a $19.2 billion budget, $700 million more than requested by President Obama. Texas Congressman John Culberson, who chairs a subcommittee with jurisdiction over NASA, stated the following regarding the budget. This number this year is the largest vote of confidence that Congress has ever given NASA. There's enough money to do everything on their plate. The budget will be allocated between projects such as the Space Launch System, Orion Capsule, Europa Lander Mission, and Asteroid Redirect Mission.
2016年度のアメリカ政府の予算計画によると、NASA の予算に関してオバマ大統領が求めていた額をおよそ856億円も上回る約2兆3200億円が確保されていることが分かりました。NASA の予算に関する副委員会を率いるテキサス議員のジョン・コーバーソン氏はこの大きな額について議会の NASA に対する期待を反映したものだとし、これで NASA は何でもできるだろうと述べました。予算は SLS やオリオン宇宙船、エウロパ探査計画のほか、小惑星の地球衝突回避ミッションなどに使われる予定です。
Yes。
このさ、地球衝突回避ミッションが出てくるとさ、なんか予算の話してる場合かみたいな、 just let's just spend as much money as possible と思わない？
Yeah, well, Europa too.
そうだね、そうだね。
Europa, I think, is really interesting.
Yeah. でもすごいね、ずっとこう NASA の予算が軍事予算に比べてあまりにも少ないって言ってさ、みんな怒ってたけど。
So there's actually a problem with this bill. This bill is being referenced or referred to as the omnibus bill because it has a lot of different bits of legislation packed into one bill, which is generally bad because then people try to slip bad things in.
アメリカ多くない?そういうの。このさ、なんかセットにしちゃうみたいな。不思議だよね、それ。
Yeah, so what happened is that a bunch of these, I don't know who exactly, but people in Congress put in this CISA bill in there.
What's that?
Piece of legislation in there along with this. And that's something that Obama has promised to veto. So Obama might have to veto this whole thing. Yeah. Because the CISA legislation is in there. And the CISA thing is require internet service providers to send data to the government regarding like user activity, right?
なんでそれとこの NASA の予算がバンドルで一緒になってんのか意味がわからない。
Well, the surveillance bills have been non-stop. I mean, there's been CISPA and I don't know, there's been like a dozen one after another over and over and over.
あ、ちょっとゲスト来ちゃった。
どうする？
Let's just answer the door.
Okay. Hey, we're back.
なんだっけ？
Yeah, so...
Oh yeah, the budget.
Yeah, these... spying...
Yeah, right.
Purpose.
Right.
Things. Bits of legislation over and over. And those have been getting shut down generally. But now it's been slipped into this omnibus thing. So this may not initially go through. But this is such a big piece. Because this is related to so much of the government's funding.
Right.
This omnibus bill. It's one of those ones where if it's vetoed and they can't reach an agreement, then there's going to be another government shutdown situation like before.
Oh my god. もうやめて。 Government shutdown やめて。
America loves government shutdown.
ね、大好きだよね。めっちゃ多いよね。そうするとさ、私の友達とかでさ、その軍に入ってる人と結婚してる人とか、Coast Guard の人とかさ、何ヶ月も給料が払われないことになっちゃうんだよね。
Well, I don't think the shutdown, I don't think a shutdown will happen.
Okay.
But
well, it has happened.
They may have, you know, there's maybe a veto and get rid of this CISA thing. Or
right.
maybe Obama doesn't keep his word and it goes through. I don't know.
Either way.
A bunch of things could happen. Huh. In either case, the funding is going to allow a bunch of projects that NASA's been working on to actually play out. So should be interesting. As well as funding for contracts such as SpaceX.
Right. そうだね。イーロンマスクね、またニュースになってたね。なんか Evil AI からみんなを守るために、なんだっけ、$1 billion かなんか使いますっていう。
right.
やっぱり
Yeah, he also suggested that we get to Mars before we do World War III.
Thank God.
He said that order would be preferred.
Yeah. ありがとう。イーロンマスクがいなかったらもう終わっちゃうよ人類は。そうだね。
Perhaps.
お話これぐらい。もうこれ今年最後だもんね。普通のエピソードは。
Yep, probably.
そうだよね。
Yep.
お疲れ。
お疲れ。
なんか言うことあったっけ？
I don't think so.
Okay.
なんかある？
ない。ちょっとね、これからゲスト会収録するからね。次行かないと。Okay. 引き続き文字起こしのテキスト、Apple と、Apple というか iPhone と Android と Mac のアプリで購入できますので、マイケルが何言ってたか気になる人はぜひチェックしてみてください。
はい。
月額240円で読み放題、激安でやっております。あと、Amazon で宇宙トレーナーとファービンクス T シャツとあとマミの本マイジャーナル売ってますので、ぜひ。すごいね、みんな書いた写真をさ送ってくれるんだけど、すごいみんななんか1ページ丸々ちゃんと書いてたりとかして、すごい嬉しい。ありがとうございます。
With blue ink.
With blue ink for some reason.
Yeah.
I love blue ink tooなんかね、売り切れちゃったお店とかもあるみたいで、
早いね。
そう、ありがたい。あとなんかね、気づいてない人たちがいるみたいだから今ここで言いたいんだけど、後ろ向きにギュッて押すとすごい平らになるまで開くのね。そうすると書きやすいと思うので、買ってくれた方は試してみてください。
Looks like fun.
Yes, guaranteed. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram やっていますので、そちらもチェックお願いします。終わり。
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.